I pick some cinders out of my knee. That might take a while. I gave Dorsey the keys to the truck and explained about the drugs and Ramirez. By the time I was done explaining, Morelli had been moved upstairs, and the coast was clear for me to get my body receipt from the docket lieutenant. It was close to 12 when I finally let myself into my apartment, and my one real regret for the evening was that I'd left my blender at the marina. I truly needed a daiquiri. I locked my front door and tossed my shoulder bag onto the kitchen counter. I had mixed feelings about Morelli, not sure if I'd done the right thing. In the end, it hadn't been the retrieval money that had mattered. I'd acted on a combination of righteous indignation and my own conviction that Morelli should surrender himself. My apartment was dark and restful, lit only by the light in the hall. Shadows were deep in the living room, but they didn't generate fear. The chase was over. Some thought needed to be given to my future. Being a bounty hunter was much more complicated than I'd originally assumed. Still, it had its high points, and I'd learned a lot in the past 2 weeks. The heat wave had broken late in the afternoon, and the temperature had dropped to a lovely 70 degrees. My curtains were closed, and a breeze played in the lightweight chintz. A perfect night for sleeping, I thought. I kicked my shoes off and sat on the edge of my bed, suddenly feeling mildly uneasy. I couldn't pinpoint the source of the problem. Something seemed off. I thought about my pocketbook far away on the kitchen counter, and my apprehension increased. Paranoia, I told myself. I was locked in my apartment, and if someone tried to come through the window, which was highly unlikely, I'd have time to stop them. Still, the ripple of anxiety nagged at me. I looked over at the window, at the gently billowing curtains, and cold understanding struck like a knife slice. When I'd left my apartment, the window had been closed and locked. The window was open now. Jesus, the window was open? Fear skittered through me, snatching my breath away. Someone was in my apartment, or possibly waiting on my fire escape. I bit down hard on my lower lip to keep from wailing. Dear God, don't let it be Ramirez. Anyone but Ramirez. My heart beat with a ragged thud, and my stomach sickened.